This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In 2029, middle-income people between 75 and 84 who are likely to need long-term care would need to have access to $25,000 to $74,000 a year. Over age 85, that middle-income category will extend to $95,000 as a requirement per year. About 14.4 million people will fall into this category, almost double the current number. 60% will need canes, walkers, or wheelchairs to remain mobile. According to recent analysis, 20% will need extensive help with so-called daily activities of living, bathing and dressing. There's no plan. Teva Pharmaceuticals maintained a list of high-quality competitors that it concluded with, according to a complaint filed by state attorneys general. From July 2013 to January 2015, Teva colluded with those competitors to significantly raise prices on at least 86 drugs, they allege. Swept up in the nationalist hysteria surrounding World War I, Ohio and Indiana sought to force their large German minorities to assimilate by banning the German language in schools in 1919. Supreme Court struck down the bans in 1923, but students who grew up under the bans were less likely to assimilate, according to an analysis in the Review of Economic Studies. National Rifle Association Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre billed the group's ad agency $39,000 for one day of shopping at a Beverly Hills clothing boutique, $18,300 for a car and driver in Europe, and had the agency cover $13,800 in rent for a summer intern, more than $200,000 in air transportation costs during 1 month in late 2012 and early 2013, in part related to a two-week trip over Christmas to the Bahamas by LaPierre. Study of San Francisco traffic patterns found that delays increased 62% over 6 years, and two-thirds was attributable to Lyft and Uber. As the federal government curtailed monies for refugee support, New York State stepped in, allowing for more resettlement in upstate and smaller cities that were struggling for more people and workers. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about actions and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.